In studio with me this morning are two members, and actually two officers for the group A Cappella, the a cappella vocal group here at Missouri State University. They have a concert, a Christmas concert, coming up tomorrow night at Plaster Student Union Theater, but I'll let them do most of the talking about this. The publicity director of the group, Shelby Graham, and the president of A Cappella this school year, Jessica Durham. Thanks for being here. Appreciate you coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
All right.
Thank you.
I'm going to pull that mic a little closer to you. I'll let you guys take over and talk about the history of the group. It's been now, this is its 15th year on campus, I guess, right?
Yeah, we just celebrated our 15-year anniversary last spring.
Okay.
So our concert for this semester is titled Bellows Reloaded, and we are trying to bring a new perspective to the group this year. Jessica can talk more about that.
Yeah, so with the world just changing all the time, whether it's in music or in our daily lives or just even broader and literally looking into the world,
right.
It's just good to have a reloaded perspective. And so that's kind of what we're going for. It's just the how you can reload yourself, reload your mentality, and always move forward and kind of find the good and then use that good to change yourself and also change the world. So that's kind of what we're going for.
Well, I was going to say, so this is, yeah, these are much loftier goals than I was just thinking. Well, you know, maybe they've had a bunch of people graduate last spring and they've had to reload the group with new singers or something.
That also happened.
Okay, well, I was half right anyway. Actually, let's talk a little bit about that. As you say, it's been a group on the MSU campus now for 15 years. And basically, what is the overall purpose of A Cappella? What does the group do and who does it perform for and that sort of thing?
One of our main goals is just community outreach, and that's what we try and do with like our concert coming up. Mm-hmm. We actually are doing a local tour today. We went to Hillcrest this morning, and we're also going to – there's some people at Glendale right now from our group performing, and we're also going to Kickapoo. So we just try and reach like the younger populations by doing that.
How many people in the group?
14.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, is this group affiliated with the music department in any way, or is it just a totally separate organization?
It is not affiliated with the music department. We are a student-ran organization.
Okay. And how do you recruit your singers?
Really just through a lot of publicity. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of social media that I try to upkeep, and then we also do events where we hand out audition material.
By the way, the concert, we haven't actually mentioned the day and the time. It is tomorrow. I may have said it already. It's tomorrow night, but I didn't give the time. It is 7 p.m. Saturday night in Plaster Student Union Theater. And general admission is $7, maybe $5 with student ID. Mm-hmm. And you say you've worked on a nearly brand new set of repertoire. Does the group like maintain songs that they do for, like kind of traditional things that you just do in concert from year to year, or now this year you've really tried to kind of mix things up a bit with new repertoire?
Yeah, that's kind of what we've been going for this year, is just getting a whole new set. Usually we have a song called Gospel that we do every year, but we've decided to do something a little bit different this year and kind of branch out from what we normally do.
So what kind of songs, what kind of music will people be hearing tomorrow? Is there holiday music, or this is kind of a fall concert, but are you incorporating holiday music too?
Yeah, we have a few holiday songs. We're also doing some songs that were popular on the radio over the summer, some that were popular a year ago. And then we're
so when you say new repertoire, you're really, yeah, you're
yeah.
Yeah.
Pulling
so stuff.
A lot of recent stuff and
recent
then a lot
stuff.
Of oldies but goodies, too.
Well, all right. The concert, again, is tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, Plaster Student Union Theater, and they can seat like 400 people, so you'll, you know, hopefully get a good crowd. General admission is $7 at the door, $5 with a student ID. Does it matter if they're not an MSU student? Is it just student in general, or is it specifically MSU students?
Student in general.
Students in general. You can find information on their Facebook page, facebook.com/acubbella, or send an email to acubbella, that's A-C-U-B-B-E-L-L-A, at missouristate.edu. So out of the group of total of 14. You had some people at Hillcrest High School this morning. You've got another group going out to Glendale. Tell me a little about the kinds of, as you say, you're doing community outreach. That's part of the main goal of AHCUB Bella. What kind of organizations do you perform for through the school year?
We obviously do schools, a lot of high schools.
Sure.
We've done elementary schools and stuff. We also have done weddings, and we do other gigs, such as like singing around on campus for national anthems, mm-hmm. or if a group needs us to open for them, then we sing for that. Or if they have a deliberation that they need music for, then we'll sing there too.
Now, so people can just email if they are interested in,
mm-hmm.
is there a phone number people can call if they're interested in engaging the group?
We mainly do our business through either Facebook or our email.
Or the email address. Mm-hmm. Well, it's just facebook.com/AHCUBBella or AHCUBBella@missouristate.edu. So, you know, the semester is about to end, so this is your last hurrah for the fall semester. Do you have things planned already for the spring semester yet?
Yeah, we actually have ICCA coming up in February. It is the International
Championship of Collegiate Acapella.
So it is what you see in Pitch Perfect, but less dramatic.
Yes. Well, you
but
hope,
the,
you hope it's less
better,
dramatic
so.
Anyway.
Hopefully,
yeah.
Yes.
You know, you never know. But where is that going to be?
It's going to be actually on Missouri State's campus in the Plaster Student Union.
Oh, okay.
Theater.
So it's okay. So is this a regional final of some kind, or
it is the first stage of the competition. So we'll actually be competing with the Baritones and Hypernotes, which are
Ooh.
Your only competition.
State
competing with the on campus folks.
We love
as well.
Them, though.
Yeah.
Well, I hope so. Hope there's no. I mean, competition is great, but hopefully no
it's
no conflict.
Healthy
competition.
Yeah.
Healthy competition. Yes. All right, AHCUB Bella performing Bella's Reloaded, almost all new repertoire. You'll also be performing, which I haven't mentioned, the two Pentatonix holiday songs.
Yeah, we have two Pentatonix holiday songs that I think they were on their first Christmas album.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So they're pretty popular, and we're really excited
to
sing
some body percussion too with them, which makes it fun to watch.
I was going to say that I thought that's what Pentatonix mostly involved was not only singing, but also a lot of self-created percussion sounds. Is it hard to do? Are their arrangements tricky? Or
Their arrangements are very – they're not like impossible to learn, but it definitely – their harmonies are just extremely tight. And so they honestly just have such a good sound regardless. It's hard to try and replicate that. But
right,
we do the best
right.
we can. But as far as like the body percussion and stuff like that goes, there's actually a couple of YouTube videos that the girls who are doing that, they've been watching that relentlessly to try and imitate it.
Right. So you have a kind of a model on which to base that. So people can, of course, just show up at the door tomorrow night at 7 Plaster Student Union Theater. One more question. You've got 14 in the group right now. Are you recruiting actively for any more? How many would be too many? Or would there be such a thing as too many in the group?
Well, we have a group limit of 18 members.
18, okay.
Mm-hmm. And we actually have auditions coming up this Monday, December 4th at 7 p.m. is when the info meeting will start. Those will be held in Ellis Hall, room 202.
Is that the recital hall, or is that the... the classroom with the...
It's the classroom,
okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The big classroom on the second floor of Ellis Hall. Okay.
Yeah.
So if you are an MSU female student and you sing and you'd be interested in singing with AHCUB Bella, you can go to the auditions in Ellis Hall, room 202, Monday evening at 7.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, they're performing Bella's Reloaded holiday and other music tomorrow night at 7 p.m. in Plaster Student Union Theater. $7 general admission, $5 at the door with student ID. Go to Facebook.com and look for AHCUB Bella. And all right, I guess we've covered everything I can think of we need to cover. Jessica Durham is the president of AHCUB Bella and the publicity director, Shelby Graham. Thank you very much for being here this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.